بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن وصف المحاسن المرأة لرجل إلا يحتاج إلى ذلك لغرض شرعي كنكاحها وغيره. There is a next chapter, and this chapter is on the prohibition. It is not permissible, it is haram, that a person describes of describing a woman's beauty to a man, except when there is a valid Islamic need for it, such as to marry her, etc. That is, today also, unfortunately, this has become common, that a wife will, for example, introduce her friend to her husband. This is my school-going classmate, meet her, etc. Or a husband will introduce his friend to his wife, that we were school friends, and yeah, this is my wife. This type, this is what is called, a person is a deus, who does not worry of the respect and honor of his wife. And they talk. Also, a common problem is, perhaps we realize, we don't realize, for a woman to describe another woman in front of her husband, that even her good qualities, as far as possible, she should not go speak about it in front of the husband. The husband might get inclined towards her, especially her beauty, etc., her good habits, etc. She should not describe it. Some men ask the woman that how is so and so, how does so and so look, etc., what's her habits, and a wife, in such cases, it is even permissible for her to lie. And she say that she's not a beautiful woman, she's not a good woman, etc. If she apprehends, many men have got this disease in their heart, that they are thinking and of having affairs with other women. So in front of such woman, the man should not even, she can even lie in such a case, so that the wrong relationship does not start. So all this, and also this very terrible disease of lesbianism, which has come in our times here now, where a woman not only does she hold another woman, etc., but they become so intimate and close, that also is not permitted. For a woman to become so close to another woman and then describe her qualities, etc., this is also not permissible. For one woman to look at the sitter of another woman is also not permissible. And then even worse, if she goes and explains this how she is, how her figure is, how her features are, how her habits are in front of her husband or in front of her family people. Yes, if there is a nikah matter, that you want to know about a certain girl, you want to get married to her, then the people explain to her, explain to you that she's not so beautiful, that she is very beautiful, she's tall, she's thin, etc., then that will be allowed if it is genuinely for nikah purposes. But if it is just to find out about a woman, then of course if the wording and talking about is not permissible, then we can well understand looking at the photos of other women, looking at what comes on the internet, and where people give all the details on the internet, all this is not permissible. And because only if it is for nikah, and that is also only by word of mouth, not by pictures, photos, etc. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تباشر المرأة المرأة. حضرت ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said a woman should not embrace another woman, and in the same way not even just looking at her, at her sitter, etc., and embracing her, which has become a common trend today. Also a thing which we must be careful about is that in the family, especially which happens commonly on Eid days, that family woman members, nowadays very sadly this question is coming more and more, that the son-in-law hugs the mother-in-law, for example. This is also totally haram. And today there are some family women whose breasts are a bit big, and they also come and hug, whether it's the uncle, whether it is anyone, this should not be allowed. As far as possible, don't even shake hands, though it is permitted. But shaitan runs in the body like the blood runs in the body. And if any haram feeling comes between a person, like with his niece, with his mother-in-law, it has terrible repercussions, worse than giving talaq 3 times also. And if these things happen, the whole house will be broken up. So therefore, it is most safe that we don't even give the hands. Just make salam and don't have too much conversation also, even if it is close family members. And today we many say, I just love my uncle, I just love my auntie. All these things here is all the media that is portraying all this, and then we also getting these feelings, etc. So we must be very careful of becoming so close with even close family members, with whom basically it is permissible that a person can travel with them, can shake hands with them. But because of this terrible fitna which exists, a person must not desist, he must desist from it. He must not meet like that. فَتَصِفَهَا لِزَوْجِهَا كَأَنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهَا. And then after she became, a woman became close to another woman, saw her, etc. And then she comes and explains to her husband and gives such a vivid description, graphic description, as though the husband is looking at her. Exactly everything she describes to him. This is totally haram. It is not, and it is destruction for the community and destruction for social life. The word yubashiru means to touch or view, which comes in the hadith. Even to view, just look at her satr, etc. And to touch her satr and those parts is not permissible. Many boys also, young boys, when they shower, they all shower together without any clothes on in front of one another. Many young girls also do this. This is not permissible. If the non-Muslims are doing it, it doesn't give us any license that we also do it. We must have our sharam haya at all times. Hence the hadith forbids a woman from touching the body of another woman with her own body or viewing it, and then describing its qualities to her husband. This is a shameful and dishonorable practice, because when a man learns of another woman's beauty, he will be inclined to her. This may result in the ruining of marriages, or at the least it will draw impermissible thoughts in the minds of men. Then this man start fantasizing about other women, etc. And in the same way, as explained here, while the hadith refers to a woman's beauty, the law will apply equally to a man. Hence the strength and beauty of a man's body should not be described to a strange woman. In the same way, a man must not describe to his wife that so-and-so is so handsome, he's got such a healthy, strong body, etc. That is also haram. For the husband also to explain, to tell the wife that that other man looks like this and he looks like that and he's got this, this is all bringing destruction in one's home. These things should not be spoken like that at all. And as mentioned, even it is permissible, if you see there is some inclination of the woman to another man, man to another woman, to lie also and say these, they are not beautiful at all. They are like this, they are like that. Then that will, so to cut that relationship, that will be permissible also. Every means which leads to a sin is also sinful. There is a very important basic principle. There are many things which people say, but this is not a guna, it's not a sin. But such a sin that will lead to another sin, that is also haram. Like for example, our little children grown up, 15, 18 years, boys and girls, cousins, we say they're just talking. But that is a sin, and that sin is going to lead to another sin. They can get involved in guna, especially when social occasions like Eid's day, etc. All the children get together, young boys, young girls, all cousins, etc. They mix freely, they talk freely, then this leads to other terrible sins. And that is also not permissible. Muslims should not unnecessarily expose their bodies to others. Where it is necessary, like she has to go up for a checkup to a doctor and there isn't a female doctor available or something, then it's permissible, it's allowed at that time. But otherwise, just to just expose the body to other women also is not permissible. So all these things are also very important for our correct social structures, which we must keep in mind all the time.